The Australian Conservation Foundation is challenging the North West Shelf approval in the federal court. The reasons for this challenge, according to the ACF, are the Minister for Environmental, Murray Watt, has failed to consider the physical effects of climate change as an impact, and the approval has left out critical details. The Wire's contributor from Tune FM's Ash Taylor spoke with Australian Conservation Foundation's General Counsel Adam Beeson.
Environment Minister Murray Watt in September approved an extension for the North West Shelf Gas Project until 2070. This week, the Australian Conservation Foundation has announced their intention to challenge this approval in the federal court, arguing that the minister failed to consider the impacts of climate change and left out critical details in the approval.
The Australian Conservation Foundation, as you said, Ash, is challenging the Federal Environment Minister Murray Watt's decision to approve Woodside's North West Shelf extension. This gas project has been approved to operate out until the end of 2070, and it's set to unleash an estimated 4 billion tonnes of climate pollution. And just to put that into context for your listeners, that's around 10 years of what Australians as an entire population will emit in climate pollution. So this is an enormously polluting project, and ACF has been campaigning to stop this extension out to 2070 for many years. This legal challenge is focused on mistakes that we say the minister made in applying the national environmental law. Specifically, the minister decided that the climate change consequences of this project were not relevant to his decision making, and we think he's got that wrong. Now, if we're successful in that part of our case, that could reshape the way climate impact is assessed in Australia. We think the minister made other legal errors. He didn't know with any precision what gas would be put into this facility if it's extended out to 2070, because part of the approval is to allow for third-party gas, that is, companies other than Woodside, to process their gas at this facility. And the final legal error we think the minister made was he leant on the scale when it came to the economic assessment, which is part of his decision-making. And he did that by factoring in an unapproved and really controversial new gas basin project called Browse, the Browse Basin, which is under Scott Reef. And Scott Reef is one of the most pristine marine environments in the world. So those are the three reasons we think the minister made a mistake, but ultimately it will now be up to the court to decide.
So, Adam, my understanding is that when it comes to evaluating the climate impact, there actually isn't a legal requirement under the law to consider that. So is that an issue with the law, or is that an issue with the minister's decision?
ACF will be telling the court that it is a legal requirement to consider the climate impacts. The difficulty we have with the current law is it's not specific to climate. That is, climate change is not mentioned in our national environmental law in terms of what needs to be considered in approval decisions. Now, our argument is that that doesn't mean it can be ignored, and we think we've got a good case there. However, the best solution in the longer term would be for the government to, as part of the reform process that is underway, to make it absolutely crystal clear and to set out the correct processes that proponents need to go through to ensure that the climate consequences of their projects are properly assessed by the Environment Minister. It would be a huge failure of this government in this reform process if they fail to address climate change.
How do you hope these proceedings will inform future environment laws and conservation efforts?
Well, we hope that the court will accept our argument that environment ministers can't simply ignore the consequences on our climate when it comes to these heavy emitting projects, particularly fossil fuel projects. So we hope to set that legal precedent. And as I said, it also is an example of how important it is that the national environmental law is reformed to make clear for developers and the community how the impacts of climate change are factored into decision making.
Do you have an estimate of how long these proceedings will go for? When will a decision be reached?
It's very early days. The proceedings have just commenced. We expect there'll be a timetable developed in the next month or so. It's difficult to predict court cases, but based on our experience, we'd expect the case to unfold over the next 3 to 6 months.
And just finally, is there anything that you'd like to add now just before we finish?
Many Australians were shocked and outraged by the Minister's decision to approve Woodside's Northwest Shelf gas extension. And ACF is bringing these legal proceedings. It's not an easy step to take. Litigation never is, and we haven't done it lightly. But Australians are already in the firing line for climate fuel disasters. Australian communities are struggling with heat waves, fires and floods. And ACF just won't stand by while the Minister makes what we think is a wrong decision when applying laws that are supposed to protect Australians and our precious environment.
Minister for the Environment Murray Watt says his decision was made in accordance with the law, saying, "The conditions I set, along with those set by the Western Australian government, were designed to prevent significant damage to the rock art, which is the test required under the EPBC Act." The minister declined to comment further on the matter due to the legal proceedings.
TuneFM's Ash Taylor with the story.